The vote by the panel that oversees state health facilities comes as a disappointment to Republican State Representative Jim Watson, who's been fighting to keep the institution open. He sees it as Governor Pat Quinn not caring about downstate.
I feel like I don't know where we can turn from here. Losing that many jobs is the equivalent of the city of Chicago losing 60,000 jobs. 60,000.
Even before the vote, Quinn's administration has been steadily moving the developmentally disabled residents out of the JDC. Many are going to smaller group homes, a lifestyle some advocates say is much better than a large institution. But other advocates say those with severe disabilities need the particular 24-hour care an institution provides. The panel's 6-1 vote goes against the recommendation of the board's professional staff, which had recommended keeping Jacksonville open. Quinn's aiming to close the JDC by November 21st. I'm Amanda Vinicky.